a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for Lyrical Headlines. Headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
All right, Lingy not coming to the party.
I opened his mouth, but I didn't hear anything coming out.
I did not turn my mic on quickly enough.
No, you've been on the whole time.
No, you're a bit slow with the buttons today, Tommy.
How are you doing, Beck?
I'm sorry you walked into this.
Someone's
attention.
Friendly argy-bargy going on.
Stepped in a puddle on his way in here. All right. Lovely to have you in, mate. Lyrical Headlines every Thursday. You like to come in and read the lyrics to songs like you do in your day job as if they're news bulletins and we need to guess the artist and song title. Is there a theme this week?
I thought we could do songs that might just help, you know, the four teams that are in the semi-finals this week. These are songs they might have in the locker room to
pump up songs.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You know, all right. But, bit know, of an advantage don't... to this guy over here.
Yeah, true.
Well, Cameron Ling is who I'm referring to.
I may or may not need a slight advantage sometimes because it's I'm not great at some of these.
It's all right, back yourself.
Okay, Lingy. Sure.
You won it last week, come on.
True. Thanks. Thanks, Beck. Appreciate you bringing that up.
This is your pump-up song, Lingy.
Do you have a big banana?
You want that, baby, I got it.
Let's go. How that in the change rooms?
Oh, wow. I go him about one time about slow on the buttons.
Mate, I got
That's
the buttons.
That's what he fires back with.
I got buttons.
Oh, my God.
Don't make me play Robbie Williams candy. I'll bloody play it.
No, you won't.
All right.
We don't have time.
Names are our buzzers. Tom.
Lingy.
Loggy.
Best of three arrangement. Ready to play. Let's go.
Do you have a big banana?
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. You shout it out, but I can't hear a word you say. I'm talking loud, not saying much. I'm criticised, but all your bullets ricochet. Shoot me down, but I get up. I'm bulletproof. Nothing to lose.
Oh, okay, go log.
Titanium, Sia?
Yes.
Oh!
And David Guetta.
Good.
Yes!
Get. Woo. Good get. This is a banger, by the way.
Here we go. Wait for the drop. Or did you cut it out then? Let's find out.
She didn't cut it out. I did. All right. 1 point.
It's terrible.
To Loggy. Yeah, for future reference, don't ever cut the drop out. I'll do that live.
Okay. No worries.
Here we go. Question number two.
We learn all the time. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. Rising up back on the street.
Loggy. Oh.
Eye the Tiger Survivor.
Yes.
That one's right in my wheelhouse.
Has this ever gotten someone up for a sports game ever? Or is it just, have you ever used this before to pump up?
Or is it just the favourite karaoke?
I haven't, but every under 15 football team in history has used that song.
All right, good to know. Okay, that's one for Log, one for Ling.
Good to know where your wheelhouse is to under 15 sports teams.
Bit of Rocky 3.
Yeah. All right, question number three.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. This ain't a song for Lucky. The brokenhearted.
It is.
Oh, don't stuff it up.
No, shush. It's John Bon Jovi, but it's Bon Jovi. And it's,
Are you sure?
How long
are
we going to give her? We're just going to wait all day?
25 minutes.
Three.
Oh, no.
Oh, but you talked all over me, so of course my brain can't get it.
Tom.
Oh, did you know it straight away?
I think I know. Is it It's My Life?
By?
Bon Jovi?
Yes.
Yeah, I helped you.
It's my life. Oh, no. This thing is so good. All right, so that.
It's really hard for you, my brain to work when everyone's just.
That's the game, mate.
1-1-1.
Yes, all right, tiebreaker. Question number four. Oh, here we go.
No pressure.
Who answers correctly wins.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess.
Oh.
So I sat quietly, agreed politely. I guess I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. Yeah. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything.
Yes.
What you held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder going to shake.
Tom! Imagine Dragons thunder.
No.
Oh, damn it!
It's Loggy! Katy Perry, Roar!
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes! Yes Sorry.
Inappropriate. As soon as I heard thunder, it threw me. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
Good on you. Well done, mate.
Thanks. I went too hard.
She needs
dizzy.
To lie down for
I feel
the rest
dizzy.
Of the... Have we got an interchange now for, you know,
be back
to just have a bit of a break?
Sorry. What? I'm really sorry I got so late.
Well, you can tag in if you want, Beck.
Okay,
you can.
What are we firing up for with Katy Perry?
Oh, debating the theme. No, you can do that off air. Lyrical Headlines returns next week.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
The NFL season kicks off tomorrow, Log. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear all about it over the next couple of months. I'm just going to fill your mind with all these interesting things. But in the background, one of the most high-profile couples... in all the land, Giselle and Tom. When I say those two names, you know who I'm talking
Tom
about.
Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen.
Yes, very good. They've been married, I think, for about 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
Maybe all over.
Yeah, well, I expected the bubble to burst at some point.
Why?
Really?
They're a beautiful couple. They're stunning. Are they not the
they're
two most genetically blessed
one of those
people on earth?
Siblings or dating things.
You think they look similar?
Yeah.
They look like brother and sister.
My God, don't they?
No, there's a picture of them. They are the two most...
Oh, we're two white people with blue eyes and genetically blessed blonde hair. Okay. We look exactly the same.
Do you reckon they look like brother and sister, Tommy?
It never occurred to me, and I wouldn't look at that photo and go, they look like brother and sister.
No.
Not as much as other photos that I've seen.
Yeah.
Of other couples.
I just can't take my eyes off Giselle, to be
You're a Giselle fan.
Oh,
I didn't realise.
He's a big Giselle
Have you
bastard.
Been a Giselle fan since the beginning? Like, remember the whole Victoria's Secret days? It was like a big, okay.
Yep. Stunning.
That's
stunning.
Nice of you to support, you know, Tom Brady's wife like that.
Yeah, that's right, because I'm a New England Patriots fan. I love Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And, well, I just fully support Giselle. Anyway, all reports are that they've split up. And
what happened?
That, well,
do we know, or
well, this is now take this all as gospel, an absolute fact, because everything that's reported on page 6 in the New York papers or the
it's
American papers is absolute fact. That Giselle has cracked it because Tom Brady retired at the end of last season.
Yes.
And that was a decision. He was 44, 45 years of age to protect his body, spend more time with the family, just be a little bit more present. Because when he's in football mode, he is all in football mode.
Yeah.
Shit, that he's retired. And then, I think, 4 weeks later?
It was less than a month, I think. Yeah.
Oh, was it less than a month? Yeah. Decided to unretire and is now back at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, Giselle, from all these reports, was not happy with that decision.
Well, I can see that because her life, let's be real, it's all about him and his training and everything. And he's been well known that when it's up to the sport and training and when it's happening, he's so focused that nothing else matters.
Mm.
So he said, hey, I'm going to leave this and dedicate my life now to family. Or hang on a minute, no, I'm going back. I'd be pissed off too. But
Log's taken Giselle's side.
No, it's not surprise, because why he's
why
that's
pursue
a
nice, healthy pursuit like a sporting career?
Oh, shut up, Lingy.
Weird that you've taken Tom's side too there, mate.
So weird.
What's happened is he's gone, yep, I'm retiring, I'm leaving it all behind, we're going to go enjoy my hundreds of millions of dollars and spend some quality time with my family. Oh, no, I hate this. I hate spending time with my family.
Exactly.
Take me back to work.
Thank you, Tom. Exactly.
Is that a bit relatable there, Lingy? Is someone who's retired from
Are
a
you
professional
trying to get
sporting
back in?
Career? Is that...
If the Cats happen to fall short this year, and fingers crossed they don't, and they need me for next year, I'm available to unretire.
If not, he's available.
If
not, he's available for every podcast, radio show, TV appearance, anything you want Cameron Ling to do,
interstate
he'll
gear.
Do.
Yeah.
Only cams.
Get me out of town.
But if Giselle wants me to spend more time with her and her family, I'm all for it.
That's not an option.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
There's been something going on in the background, Lingy, which you're now aware of, and now we're about to make everyone else aware of. But basically, I've been doing an introduction. Thank you to pottery class at Be My Keeper in Ocean Grove. And I did it a little while ago, 6-week course, but I got to learn, you know, about coil pots and pinch pots, and I did the wheel and all the glazing and everything. And I finally got all my pottery back. And then I showed Tom, and Tom made some, well, not the nicest comments about my pottery.
Hey, I always support you. And so I said to you, the stuff you did on the wheel was surprisingly smooth and good.
Yeah, but the other stuff, put it in the bin. And I said, Cameron Ling would never, ever say anything bad about my pottery. And then Tom came up with a great little idea.
Yeah, maybe we could get him to say something nasty, but how far would we have to push him? Yeah. What scenario would he have to be in to actually go in on the pottery?
Exactly. So, yesterday, we've been doing this all week in the early hours because we know that you don't listen between 6 and 7. But yesterday, we kicked you out of the studio and you were wondering why. Well, we were chatting to Penny from the Geelong Arts Centre.
From the Geelong Gallery.
Sorry, the Geelong Gallery, sorry.
Yes, no, you're right.
And Penny had said to us, you went to her with the idea, Tom.
I did. I said to her, look, I was in there on Monday. I went in, had a bit of a look around because they've got their Contemporary Arts Prize still showing for this week and this week only. So I managed to get in there and see that and then went for a bit of an explore through their permanent collection, got to the back section that faces out onto Johnson Park, went downstairs and there was a whole heap of pottery. And that morning, Loggy had shown me her attempt at pottery.
Yeah.
And so we said to Penny, hey, what if we could actually get it in there in a cabinet?
And she said, I've got to ask some people, but I have, you know, a lot of sway. So let's see what we can do. What do you want to set this up for? Like a couple of weeks? And we're like, now, this afternoon, we're coming out. So we said to you, which we do sometimes, we have meetings with clients and things, and we said, hey, we've got to go there and we're going to go see some artwork and say hi to the beautiful team.
Absolutely. This
is where I feel stupid. I've got to jump in because you kicked me out of the studio yesterday to talk to Penny. Now, I thought something was up, of course, and don't usually get kicked out of the studio. But then we finished off the show and you said, oh, hey, we've got those sales meetings. We met with a couple of the wonderful supporters of the show. One of them is at Geelong Gallery. Well, I completely forgot about the fact you kicked me out of the studio. I just went along.
Which we knew you would.
I went into, hey, let's go and have a chat with these people. Hopefully they get on board and everything like that. Wonderful people at Geelong Gallery. So I didn't put two and two together and I feel like a complete idiot that I didn't put those together.
You didn't have your guard up. That's the problem.
Well, walking through the gallery, you were making quite a few comments, getting involved with Penny, being like, I know who this artist is
I saw the Frederick McCubbin piece, which is very famous. You brought Goldie along?
Yeah, I had to have Goldie because Carly had to work. So.
Exactly. And then
you'll be able to hear her in the background.
So we knew full well that my pottery was downstairs in the ceramics part of the gallery.
Yeah.
And then we had Katarina, the assistant curator there, who was giving us a bit of a tour.
Yeah.
And then it was up to her to try and sell this artwork as someone's really good artwork.
And we have some examples of Australian ceramics over here. Just a new addition to the display. And by Peter Sarwood. So have a look at the label here. That was just installed last week.
Wow.
Interesting style.
Okay.
Interesting style. Interesting from Cameron style. Ling.
Now, you might notice there the artist's name was Pete Sarwood. And we had to come up with that because we thought, well, that's something that, and Ling is not going to know it's my art.
Hang on,
it's my pseudonym.
It all makes sense now. Pete Sarwood, like Pete Sarwood.
Like Pete Sarwood, like Loggy.
Pete Sarwood,
Katarina said it so perfectly. It did not click with me.
Yeah. You sounded like you might have had something to say. Yeah. So then Tom and I really, you know, we tried to get you there.
Yeah.
It's funny, like some of it looks so intricate and some looks like.
That was like year nine. I did that. I swear I did that in year nine.
You can't say that, can you?
To be fair, so I'm going in on it and trying to egg you on, mate, and we've got Penny there and also Katarina both standing there and you're like cringing.
I'm starting to stop talking, Tom.
I'm starting to get a little awkward at this stage of thinking, okay, that's one gag's fine. Yeah. That's all good. Let's move on to the next. Then there were other beautiful pieces. Let's move on.
But we couldn't move it on from the cabinet. Because we'd worked so hard to get the artwork in there. And we really, really needed to see if you would say something mean. Now, Goldie in the background, loving all of this action, by the way.
Yeah.
Tom, you and I looked at each other and thought, we've got to go hard.
I assume there must be some sort of, like,
that's five ashtrays there.
How rude.
Say it when it comes to ashtrays.
There must be something complicated about that.
You reckon you could do better?
I couldn't do better, no.
Are you sure?
No.
Still maintaining your beautiful self.
Nice!
Goldie was backing me up with some good laughs. Now, at this stage, I've got to jump in and say, okay, you were making those ashtray gags.
Yeah.
And both Katarina and Penny are standing there straight faced, absolutely straight faced. I started getting those hot feelings of like, this is embarrassing, guys. You're bagging someone's work.
Didn't you say it was kind of like work from St. Joey's or something?
Yeah, so it was like taught in St. Joey's year 9 class or something. Yeah.
I'm like, these are the curators. Stop disrespecting their work, the work that they've displayed here.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Let's move on. And I was trying to make eye contact with you guys. Okay, enough's enough.
It was then time for the big reveal, but we're going to do that next.
All right.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We were at Geelong Gallery yesterday, though, weren't we? Just stitching Lingy right up.
What a time. I made some pottery thanks to my family, who got me a six-week course. And the thing was, my pottery, I felt really good about it. Tom was like, that's terrible, except for a couple of key pieces.
No, you had some. I was better than I thought it would be, put it that way.
Yeah. So then you had a great little idea, Tom. Hey, let's try and get Lingy to say something bad about it. And I'm like, there's no way. He never, ever would. He's the nicest guy ever.
Yeah.
Right? So we thought instead of him trying to say nasty about it to my face, we'd hide it under the guise of another artist. This artist being...
Pizza Wood.
Pizza Wood.
Loggy. Log. Yeah. Pizza Wood. Yeah.
I can't believe the Geelong Gallery got behind this one.
Yeah.
They were amazing getting behind it. When you say it like that, Pizza Wood, it sounds really obvious. It was not like that.
It was Pete Sarwood.
This was Peter Sarwood.
And it was on the proper card. You had your pottery in the cabinet and everything. So we're halfway through that experience. Just to flash back to Lingy's initial reaction to seeing it.
Wow.
Interesting style.
Interesting style. And then Tom and I, we went hard. We tried to get you to say something mean. You wouldn't really budge.
No, you wouldn't really bite. I think it was because we had Penny and Katarina there from Geelong Gallery.
And you were being a jerk because you were like, that's like 5 ashtrays. That's something you do in year 9. That sort of thing. I'm going like, the museum people are here. Like, stop saying those things, Tommy.
Goldie was also there, which was great. She was laughing at all of our gags.
Yeah.
But then it was time for the big reveal.
Yes, that's actually my artwork. I'm Pizza Wood. Loggy.
Really?
Pizza Wood.
Is it really?
It is. It's me. I'm Pizza Wood.
Remember she was doing pottery? A couple of months ago she did pottery classes.
Is it really you?
I'm so overwhelmed.
We got to the point where we had to reveal it because the tension in the air was getting really
awkward. It was so awkward.
As you say, I was tipping. Log was kind of like being there as well and kind of tipping. And you're there like, what are you doing, guys? Cut it out.
Yeah, this is awkward.
But then once that reveal happened, you still didn't really believe it. You didn't understand what had happened. It took a second.
We set this whole thing up because we knew that if I brought it into work, you would be like, oh, that looks, so good. And we thought, Lingy's so nice, he can't say anything mean about anyone ever. Exactly. We thought maybe if we, work with these lovely guys too, we can put it in a cabinet. Maybe if we said quietly, oh, God, that's terrible.
We tried to lead you in and still.
You're like, no, I thought
I thought you were being a little bit harsh to Pete. That's what I thought. See, Goldie's on my side. Ladies.
Goldie loving it in the background.
Yeah. She certainly thinks we're hilarious.
I still can't believe you're trying to get me to be really nasty.
To Pete. Poor Pete.
Yeah, I know. He'd worked hard on his pottery pieces.
But then kind of once you really knew it was me, wow.
You actually did unleash.
So I do need to clarify one thing. Yeah. Did you make these this year?
Yes.
I thought they were like your year 9 school project stuff.
No.
Oh, I got a few more things to say about them.
It's just contemporary, okay?
It's a great way to explain it. Contemporary.
I still didn't say anything mean to you.
Well.
You did.
I was alluding to something.
We had to cut it because of the coarse language and you really got stuck in. But consider yourself stitched, Cameron Ling.
Well played, you two. Very, very well played.
Thank you.
Not surprisingly, Tommy, out of all of that, it was, there was humour, there was everything. What Loggy took away from it was that she's now a displayed artist.
Yes,
I actually got tears in my eyes because the girl said as well, they're like, we had to set it up the day before and we had people coming through and so we had to make sure it looked really good and everything and we were thinking, oh God, what's, And I was like, no, it looks good, doesn't it? And they were lovely.
How quickly did they take it down?
I'm not sure, but no. I am a displayed artist, and I'm so sorry for all the artists out there that might be really hating on me because it is so unbelievably hard, unbelievably hard to have your artwork in a gallery and to have it in one of the biggest and best galleries, Geelong Gallery. So exciting.
A huge shout out to Geelong Gallery for getting on board, particularly Penny Whitehead, Deputy Director, Development and Commercial Operations, Senior Curator Lisa Sullivan for letting us I guess get in on that collection. And she was a big help with writing up the card for the display and setting up the display. And, of course, Katarina Pasetta, the Assistant Curator there, for helping us out.
Played their roles perfectly.
Yes.
Straight-faced, like this look of when you were sledging the work, like, what, are you really saying that?
Yeah.
I know.
It was so uncomfortable.
If you do want to see something amazing, get to Geelong Gallery before September 11th, so before the end of this week, because the 2022 Geelong Contemporary Art Prize is still on display. Do yourself a favour, check it out. Big thanks again to Geelong Gallery.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
So I've just had a message from Penny from Geelong Gallery.
Yeah.
Who was
listening to
integral.
That stitch up of me.
She is integral to us being able to pull off that. We chatted to her yesterday. She took us through the actual place. She helped us get it set up. Her acting skills, amazing.
Oh, my God. The behind-the-scenes action from this trio was unreal.
So she messaged me after we were just talking about it then. So the artwork is still in the cabinet as of
no
right now.
Way.
You're still a displayed artist.
Loggy's pottery is still there under the pseudonym of Pizza Wood.
Pizza Wood.
So hey, anyone listening, can you go get a photo with it?
Yeah.
Get
a photo with that pottery still in there before it rightly disappears into some sort of receptacle.
Savage.
That's what you're getting for Christmas.
So I said to her, no way, ha ha, how is that legal? And she said, Pete has many admirers now.
Oh,
no.
Stop it, Penny. Penny, we'll talk.
So if you're looking for something to do today or if you don't have a heap on your plate, I'd say make some time to get to Geelong Gallery, not just to see the 2022 Contemporary Arts Prize, but also to see Loggy's pottery on display at Geelong Gallery.
See if you can find it downstairs.
Send us a photo, please.
Yes, please,
send
on the socials.
Send it into the show. I want to see how many of our wonderful listeners get down there and appreciate your artwork. And could you also... Yes. And maybe can you tag with the photo as well? That's
how you do that.
Can you also say whether or not you would be nice or whether you would be a little nasty
in
your comments?
What's your feedback on the actual pottery itself? Yes, please do. Give us some feedback.
Don't want total feedback. Just say, I would have been nice about this or I would have been mean. Yeah.
Look, some photos are on their way to Instagram. I've got a video coming up later today as well of your head just being really confused, Lingy. But yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was heaps of fun.
Well played, my friends.
I'm very, very chuffed.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.